Chrissy JMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Michael Rule. So welcome, Michael.
Well, thank you.
And you're a fairly new artist on the country scenes. I was reading you grew up with music. Your father was a big influence?
Yeah, he was. It was in my household growing up. It was after the hockey and ball games, my dad would get the guitar out and start strumming a tune or two, and just that's how I grew up with it.
Okay, so you learned to play the guitar then from your dad, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Okay, and learned to sing, too.
Yep.
Good.
Did
you do any kind of singing in public back then? Or?
Not really. It was more later on that I decided to do that. I used to actually, I DJ'd for a little bit, and just kind of kept going with the entertainment flow, and I started singing, and that's where I got my knack for it.
Good. Now, you were born and raised in Honeywood, Ontario. Don't quite know where that is. Where is Honeywood?
It's like 2 hours north of Toronto. It's
okay.
A little town. It's about population 92.
Oh, okay.
So it was a very small community.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. But no, that's why definitely a country boy.
Good. Now you're living in Grey Bruce County.
Yeah, it's up by Owen Sound by Georgian Bay there.
Okay, that's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a very nice area up here.
Lots of inspiration there for your songs. You write your own songs too?
I write, and yes, I do write some, and as well as other writers on the album as well.
Okay, and you're still making the album, or is it out yet? Or?
It's out. It's actually finished. So our the song is the first single off it, How Can I Get You Back?
Right, How Can I Get You Back, and
yeah.
We're enjoying that here very much. That's great. So that's exciting. That's the first song off the album.
Yeah, it's the first single, and we're pretty excited because there's about three or four songs on the album we want to release as singles. So.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that.
Yeah, it is exciting. So your debut CD, so this apparently was one of your dreams, I guess?
It was. I've been through a lot in life. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've had 8 major operations and died
yeah,
a couple times.
That. Yeah.
And I just wanted, this is, you know, they say you have to do what your passion is, and this is my passion, so this is why I'm doing it.
Not good. You decided early on that you'd like to go into the music business, I guess?
Yeah, I always have, but I just kind of, you got to find that right road.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want,
mm-hmm.
And I think I found it.
Good, a lot of hard work too, and it's
it
definitely
is.
Paying off.
Oh yeah, it is a hard work, and a lot of doors being shut. You just got to find a window to crawl into.
Right, you keep opening other doors.
That's right.
Good attitude. 8 major operations too, because a few days after you were born, you were diagnosed with a heart problem. So you went through 8 major surgeries. Is this when you were growing up? Or?
Yeah, through my childhood.
Okay.
I also I have epilepsy as well, so I've been fighting that
mm-hmm.
through my childhood as well. But everything's good, and thanks to Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
they really did a lot of work on me. So that's my one of my favorite charities. Let's put it that way.
Right, now you're giving a little bit back to that.
That was back to them exactly.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Which is good.
Great. Now the CD, you worked with quite a few big names, I guess, as far as producers, arrangers, and different musicians, songwriters. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the producer helped me produce the album out of Nashville there, Larry Rogers, and he's worked with Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson, Dolly Parton, just to name a few.
Wow.
Over the years.
Yeah. How did you get hooked up with some big names like that?
Well, actually, it was kind of a bit of a fluke. I was driving in my pickup truck, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't quite know where to go up here in Canada. I was getting a few doors, like I said, shut,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing on the radio, so I thought, well, I'm just going to spin the dial just to see if it was on Sirius Satellite,
mm-hmm.
and it ended up on the Elvis station, and Larry Rogers was getting interviewed,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I'd call him up, and, you know, he sounded like the freshman I was looking for. I called him up, and I told him who I was, and
mm-hmm.
he said, well, do you have a demo and a picture? I said, well, yeah. He said, well, send them down to me, which is pretty good because the first time somebody
mm-hmm.
asked me for my demo. And I sent him down, and about a month later, he gives me a call, and he says, you got quite the unique voice on you. I said, well, thank you. And he says, I think we might be able to do something. So he flew me down to Nashville, and he handpicked the artists or the musicians for the album and went through about 30 songs, some of mine and some of writers out of Nashville that write for Big and Rich and George Strait and what have you. And we picked the songs for the album, and away we went.
Wow, that is quite a turnaround.
Oh, it sure is, and that only happened last September of last year, and it took us this long to get the album going, and away we go.
Right, so your world has changed quite a bit from
then. Oh, it sure has, because I'm getting dates. Like, I was out in Regina last weekend shooting the music video for the
mm-hmm.
second single, and
mm-hmm.
I'm heading out to the CCMAs in Edmonton in September. I'm playing at one of the showcases out there, and then I'm back to Nashville and Memphis in November.
Wow, so that's quite something there, quite a turnaround, and a lot of networking, to meet different people.
You sure do.
Must have done a lot of networking and met some interesting people down in Nashville, too, when you recorded the CD down there.
Oh, I did. A lot of people walking in to the studio, because the studio was right on Music Row there, and right across the street, actually, from Kenny Chesney's management.
Wow.
So, few familiar faces I met down there.
Mm-hmm. Must really change your world, and I imagine your family is more than proud of you.
Oh, yeah, they're very proud, and actually, like my CD release party back in June, it was a complete sellout. And they're there, and it was pretty good moments, let's just put it that way.
That's great.
I think just from everything that I've been through.
Good, a sellout. Well, that's certainly wonderful. Now, part of it, part of the album was recorded in Owen Sound, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the vocals were done up here.
Okay.
And produced up, like, the arrangements were done up here.
Mm-hmm.
In Owen Sound at Avenue A Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, you know, everybody put a little bit of hand into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the way it came out was just phenomenal. And it's a really proud project, I can say that we did, you know.
That's a wonderful feeling, too, to have a project like that and be really proud of it and have something tangible, too.
Oh, it is. And it gets everybody's attention. There's a good mixture of songs on the album. There's ones that make you get up and dance, one will make you cry, and ones will make you just kind of sit there and just enjoy that music, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that's what I wanted, a good flow to it.
Good. Where do you get your inspiration from? Is it from your past experiences?
It is from my past experience, because I was always told I couldn't do a lot of things, you know, because of my health issues. And I've just kind of got, you know, I said, yes, I can do it, and I've done a lot, and I'm going to keep doing it, you know. So that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from.
Good, and just that attitude is such an inspiration to everybody. We all need that, you know?
Oh, exactly, and it's a good feel attitude and what I have, and that's where a lot of the songs come from.
Good.
So
now, what's the name of the album?
It's self-titled album, Michael Rule.
Okay, and you have a band too, I guess, eh?
Yeah, I have a couple guys coming up from Nashville that play with me, and a couple guys here in Ontario, and we, like I said, we handpicked the team because, you know, you have to have a good foundation to build that house.
You do. Yeah, that's really important. Where was your CD launch party?
It was in Thornbury, Ontario, just north of Collingwood.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was I'm a third generation butcher by trade.
Oh, okay.
And I put on a big barbecue. I fed everybody.
Oh, that's always a pleasure.
And fed everybody and then went and sang all night afterwards. So
okay,
I
great.
Slept well that night.
Good for you. you have a webpage, I guess?
Yeah. Actually, it's just getting switched over. I think it should be ready by the end of this week.
Okay.
MichaelRule.ca, and you'll be able to, everything's getting set up this week. You'll be able to download the songs. You'll be able to listen to them as well, like see what ones you like and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Great. And can people buy singles from there or buy the album, I guess?
Yeah, they can do both. They'll be able to do both from there.
Oh, that's great. Great. And you already have the next single you want picked out too, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one we did the video for, for Loving You. That's going to be the next single. And I got Fahrenheit Films to do it, the video. They just finished up with Shane Yellowbird and Doc Walker.
Oh, really nice. So do you have a video for this single, the first one?
No, we just thought the reason we did a single for the second, a video for the second single is because it's the most visual song, you know?
Okay.
When you're listening to it, you really feel the visual of what you're hearing.
Good.
And that's what we felt, so.
Good, so that'll be out soon, too.
Yeah, that's probably going to be out probably October.
Good. So everybody can get information from your webpage?
Oh, yeah. It'll be all on the webpage. I'm also on Facebook.
Okay.
As well, Michael Rule, R-U-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can get a lot of information from there as well.
That's great. Good. Any other plans in particular coming up? Or?
Well, we're just kind of booking the tour for next year, booking dates. Right. We're going to try to stick to Canada for next year because I'm getting pulled down in the States a little bit, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so new because I want to promote, you know, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
If we can try to make it worthwhile, because I don't want to be like in Mississippi on Friday and have to be in Calgary on Saturday, you know.
That's hard on anybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and so I'm just trying to stick to the Canadian dates, and we're setting that up for next year.
Good.
Hopefully, right across Canada.
Good, and I suppose you're going to become popular in Europe, too. I know country music is really becoming popular in Europe, too.
Yeah, it is, and I've had some, you know, actually my CD ended up in the hands of somebody over in Germany, and they just love it. They want me to come over and promote down there, over there. So,
wow, that's great.
It should be busy times, which is great. This is what I wanted. This is what any artist wants when they take a shot at this, you know.
Good. Well, that's something. I mean, you know, you're fairly new on the scene and all this already. That's great stuff. Definitely
exactly.
A good product that you have.
Well, thank you.
Good. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Michael?
No, I just wanted to thank you very much for having me on your show. It's a real honor.
Well, thank you, and we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, let's hear Michael Rule's song, How Can I Get You Back?
How can I tell you, how can I sell you, how can I make you laugh? Baby, how can I do it, how can I get you back? How can I do all I put you through, how do you do something like that? Baby, walk me through it, how can I get you back? Can I make you see? Give you faith in me. Unbreak your dream. Be the man you need. How do I do that? How can I get you back? Been cruising all night and getting nowhere fast. Just spinning my wheels, how can I get you back? Where do I start mending your heart? I ought to know every crack. Guess I don't know nothing, how can I get you back? Faith in me, unbreak your dreams, be the man you need,
be the man you need.
How do I do that? How can I get you?